This is news from Radio EcoShock. Weird weather is king in Europe this year. The drought in France is so bad there is an actual plague of locusts. The country's still nervous after a heat wave 2 years ago killed thousands of people. Spain and Portugal are burning up with a series of forest fires. Romania has the opposite problem, freak torrential rains and serious flooding causing 21 deaths. At the same time, typhoons have hit mainland China and Taiwan, and both Mexico and the southern Gulf states ducked under their fourth major storm, and the hurricane season has barely begun. Spain and Portugal are suffering their worst droughts since records began in the 1940s. In western France, water levels are at their lowest since the drought of 1976. Parts of England experienced their driest winter since 1904, and the lack of water in marshes and ponds has changed bird populations. The UK Herald newspaper reports scientists at the government's Hadley Centre have linked the 2003 European heat wave, which killed more than 27,000 people, to human-made pollution. According to their article published in the journal Nature, increased carbon emissions double or quadruple the odds of major climate disturbances. According to polls, Europeans accept that human-made pollution is changing the weather far more than Americans do. The motivation is there, along with widespread public support, up to 90% in some polls. But what will European governments do? The European Commission continues to churn through long-term plans, and even those were nearly cut off in the last few days. WWF Director Tony Lang had to write the Commission President Barroso, complaining that, quote, two environmental theme strategies due to be presented to the College of Commissioners in July, air quality and marine protection, have been officially removed from the agenda and postponed until an unspecified date, end quote. In other words, the protection of the sea and the air, including climate change, was to be postponed indefinitely due to powerful European business lobbies. On June 7th, the industrial lobby called UNIS told President Barroso they were very concerned about overly ambitious proposals to further improve air quality, causing disproportionate investments. Fending off climate change might hurt this year's financial statements. This was a high noon confrontation between environmental planners and business representatives on July 20th. In the result, Commission President Barroso will be allowed to present the air pollution and sea protection plans in September. Mind you, these are just plans. While over 15 kilometers of beaches near Genoa in northern Italy have been closed because of an accumulation of an infectious tropical seaweed that hospitalized more than 100 people. Experts say the arrival of infectious seaweed is just another sign of climate change hitting the Mediterranean. Climate change doesn't wait for plans. While politicians at the top levels of the EU's famous Palace of Bureaucracy dance, governments at lower levels are the ones taking more action. Most European cities are already implementing smaller-scale plans to tackle climate change. There is a major move to increase energy efficiency in both industry and homes. Americans would be surprised to find free fluorescent light bulbs coming from power companies, as European and Canadian companies offer. Some road space is being converted to bicycle lanes. New wind farms are going up. Shell Oil has announced a multi-billion-dollar wind plant 12 kilometers off the coast of southeast England, capable of providing electricity for one quarter of London. In a report released July 19th, Greenpeace UK says carbon emissions could be slashed by 15% by turning everyday buildings into power stations. The idea and benefits of decentralized power are so foreign to the old 20th century concept of monster generating stations, we need to rethink our power system completely. The Greenpeace press release says, quote, the current outdated electricity system is so inefficient that two-thirds of the energy in the fuel is wasted before it gets used at homes and workplaces. The huge loss of energy, enough to heat all the buildings and all the water in the UK, occurs because the large power stations far from our cities that make our electricity discard an enormous amount of heat through chimneys, while more power is lost transporting the energy long distances through power lines. The report, called Decentralizing Power: An Energy Revolution for the 21st Century, argues that a reform of the electricity system is urgently needed to end this environmentally destructive wastage. The power sector is the single largest contributor to carbon dioxide emissions. The solution is to generate electricity close to where it is needed or decentralize it. For example, if half the houses in the UK had combined heat and power boilers, this would generate as much electricity as current nuclear power plants. It would also save householders, on average, 150 pounds or $260 a year. In addition to the power devices embedded in buildings, there would be a network of community-scale generation plants close to the point of demand. For example, this could include district combined heat and power plants, generating power but also providing heating and cooling for nearby communities. In the short term, most of these would be gas-fired, but capturing the heat would mean that the gas was being used far more efficiently than in large gas-fired power generation stations. The use of a decentralized system, with its much improved efficiency, coupled with the fact that it is more suited to hosting renewable energy, means that the UK's global warming emissions created by power generation could be at least halved. That would reduce overall carbon emissions by at least 15%. Switching to such a system, Woking Borough Council has slashed its emissions of carbon dioxide, the main global warming gas, by almost 80%. And Holland meets 40% of national electricity demand through decentralized energy. Britain's faced another kind of fuel poverty. At least 2 million households cannot afford heat for the winter. Although government figures show these numbers are a big improvement, down from 5.1 million cold homes in 1996, fuel poverty is expected to just get worse with this year's phenomenal rise in energy prices. Finally, from Europe, the European Space Agency is launching a special research craft called Cryosat to watch the world's ice sheets melt. Data gathered by submarines from the 1960s to the 1990s suggest the Arctic sea ice is now 40% shallower than before. That's an amazing amount of ice released to the world's oceans. But scientists still don't have enough data to prove Arctic ice melting is caused by global warming. The Cryosat satellite is designed to gather data to get forensic evidence of human crimes against nature. This has been news from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org.